Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I am your host, Lita. This is episode 397 on Saturday, April 11, 2026, or Sunday the 12th, which, you know, for all of us future people, this is where we are. So welcome chat room. Let me go back to the chat tab. Hi, we've got Chris, Zaya, Zep. Welcome. Thank you for joining. Not sure who else is here, but welcome. Hope everyone is well. Hope you all had a nice Easter, which was last weekend. Where is the time going? We are nearly halfway through April. Where's the time going? It's a little bit crazy. So anyway, as I said before in our pre-show, I've had to change things up. So we're doing a very stripped down basic show today. And it probably won't be very long at all because I am working on a laptop and I don't have all my big fancy things. So, you know, it is what it is. But a couple of things I wanted to talk about. Why is it coming up with page not found? Why? Okay. I want to talk about, we've got content. So we've got 12.5. Let me do a copy and paste. So I went onto the Blizzard website and had a look, and we've got, so 12.0.5 content update goes live April 21st. So we've got new Void Assaults, disrupt the powerful ritual sites, get a boost with Void Forge, group up for decor jewels and more. So obviously this is your normal tune, your main tune, places that you're probably not taking a challenge tune or really highly unadvised to be taking a challenge tune through to, say, through to Void. What's the Void area called? I've only just gone there on later, and it's very, seems to be quite dense with mobs, so I would definitely say that there would not be a place you'd want to take a challenge to. However, I would also think that I don't think you can get there, like you've probably already dinged by the time you've done, you know, that you've started off in midnight perhaps. So, but again, you know, sometimes when we're pushing boundaries and trying to be like, well, where can I go to get some XP? Where can I go to find some herbs or to do some mining and all that kind of thing? Sometimes we push the envelope a bit too far. So as we always mention, scout things out, double check to see if it's something that's doable, whether that's on your main strip down, you know, to give the effect of, hey, I'm on a weakened character. Whether you've got a previous dead iron or, you know, dead challenge tomb that you use for scouting, definitely scout things out before taking a tomb somewhere that you're, one, not familiar with, two, not comfortable with. That would be the big things. You know, we always talk about people leveling over the years and having that whole, I'm going on this path for this tune, but you know what? For this tune, and this challenge tune, I'm also going to go down this path. And then, you know, I might tweak things because I'm on the green man. So the green man could actually go and do a bit more in-depth things over here. But for the iron, we want to keep the iron really basic. Or I'm on the pacifist, so therefore the pacifist needs to go a completely different journey. But a working man might have something where I combine an iron and the pacifist journey to create something that works for the working man, if that makes sense. So I think, you know, scouting things out and making sure that what is around and what's viable is worthwhile. Because as we know, when you're dead, you're dead. That's it. There's no coming back from that. So we also know that going from a living challenge tomb to a dead challenge tomb can happen that quickly, that if you think you're going down the right path but you're not really sure, that it can go from everything's fine to, oh, shit, in the matter of, you know, half a second, even quicker. So avoid storm. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, like I said, I've only just gone there on Leader and I don't really know the place. Mind you, the loading screen being all that pinky, purpley, like the colours, I was like, ooh, the loading screen. I like the loading screen. It was very pretty. Zaya says, I do a few things there on my passive, but I finish the campaign on my main. And that's, I think that's the definitely the viable thing, is to make sure that we're constantly doing all the main work. You know, now that you've got everything that is account-wide, as opposed to when we first started the challenge tunes and we had to, you know, everything was just purely individual. Having the account-wide stuff is definitely the better way to go. So do all that main stuff on your main tune, on your non-challenge tunes, or on your scouting tunes to give you the ability to then use your alt challenge tunes to hopefully be able to just find a safe enough path to level. So I think that's definitely the way to go. What do we got? So Void Strikes take part in Everson Woods and Zolomon on a weekly rotation. Void incursions. These larger scenarios occur when enough Void Strikes have been completed in the zones and will take the might of many of Azeroth champions to defeat them. So there's probably a good idea to keep an eye on those zones to either avoid them or to be fully aware of when those Void Strikes and Void Incursions are happening. Obviously, looking at something like with leveling, where can you level? Do you have to hit midnight to continue your leveling from 80 to 90? you know, and it might be a factor of playing outside of normal, you know, when everyone else is there, not to take the challenge to them, but to take the main, and then later at night or earlier in the morning or in a part of the day that may not be as busy that you can get around the zones. So again, that's something that only you can answer for yourself with leveling the challenge tones, but it's something to be aware of. That's definitely for certain. Now, disrupt ritual sites does say, ritual sites. Now, what did it say about that? Players will go unlock for world content row alongside players. So for me, doesn't actually say that it's, I'm going to assume, hang on, close, in 1 to 5 player instances. So are they, I couldn't figure out, are they supposed to be like their own little instance? Because the way that I read all of that, I thought, well, it must be, you know, maybe along the beaches or along the waterfront or something like that in Eversong or, you know, Cordonas or anywhere around, that there might be like a cluster and within the zone, so a little area within the zone. So not sure, could be like Legion where it's outdoors until the instance part at the end. Yeah. But again, the things to be aware of when you're leveling your challenge tone. So again, just raising, you know, we're just raising to be aware of these things. So that's for certain. So that was my mention on that one. The other thing that I did also want to mention, which I hadn't mentioned last time, and thank you, Zaya, for sorting this out, but we, Noble Garden had started. I've completely been not on my radar. I've just been busy with starting. So I've just started a course that's going to take me no more than 18 months. So I'm doing a study, and in between that, looking for a job as well as. So I've kind of been a little bit focused on the things and not had a huge amount of WoW time, which is sometimes I have to log in. I get that feeling. And I did the other day, when was it, over the Easter long weekend, and I went to my place in the Grand and sat for about 10 minutes and just took a deep breath. Sometimes you just gotta find those moments of taking a deep breath. And Nagran on my little floaty island is still the place that I will take later for a bit of a chill out. Later in Pitfit. Breathing is good. Yes, it is definitely, the world is, sometimes I think we all need to take a deep breath, so, but anyway, so I've linked Noble Garden, so thank you very much to Zaya for sorting that out. And obviously, if you've got a challenge tune and you're off wanting to get some XP, especially for your likelihoods of, say, your pacifist, maybe even your working man, your green, your irons, obviously not bloods, not good for bloodthirsties. But, you know, doing the world events is definitely something that can be, you know, that can be helpful, and to make use of them is, you know, is a good thing. That's for certain. So the link there for Noble Garden on the website is the only other thing that I really wanted to add. Okay, so other than that, I'm going to just talk. We opened up from the last show, after the last show, so Iron Classic, what's it called? Iron Classic Mop was open for Iron Man, and we're going to go through. I've only picked five, the top five out of the State of the Challenges for this week, because again, I'm working on limited, and I kind of just want to put up the basic show and get that done. So yeah, I figured we'll just stick with doing five. So for this week, because I'm on the basic, stripped down to basics. So State of the Challenges, we've got irons. So let's look at the irons. We've got five, the top five irons. We've got at number five, we've got Oopsie at level 31. Number four was Kasiki at level 38. Three is Barbeat at level 81. Two is Iron Pox at level 87. R.I.P. Iron Pox. Oh, damn. All right. And number one is Tajura at level 89. So it looks like we've got a potential max champion coming through, which would be great. All right, so for bloods, we've got one blood. We've got Chimkin Tacos level 13. Pacifists, we've got five pacifists. So at number five, we've got Serp, who's level 12, but the yellow flag because they have one kill and one killing blow. Number four, we've got Sir Daniel at level 36. Number three, we've got Passy Torren at level 37. Two, we've got Passy Fire at level 83. And at number one for Passies this week, we've got Zayapelli at level 85. All right, working man, we've got three working men. So at number three, we've got Iron Bow at level 34. Number two, we've got Sea Bear at level 82. And number one, we've got Zaya Winner at level 85. Excuse me, I've got an itch. Got an itch on my chin. So Zaya, good to see, busy leveling the alt. So cheers, well done, Zaya. Okay, greens, we've got three greens. So we've got number three is Void Blight at level 18. Two is Yarala at level 20. And number one is Zaya Gaiaxi. I always get it wrong. I always pronounce it wrong. Apologies, Zaya. They're at level 85. Okay, so for iron teams, we have got one iron team this week, which is called Chai, moved down as being level 12. So that's interesting. And then now we've got Iron Classic Mob. So we've got five tunes in that. So at number five, we've got Listori, which is level 12, but that's an RIP. Number four, we've got Vaughn Keith at level 14. Number three, we've got Zaya Rin, level 18. Number two, we've got Earn List at level 19, but RIP. And number one, we've got Lista at level 20. So that's very exciting to see that we've got some Iron Classics. So well done, Zaya GZ. Words are hard today, especially today, more so than normal. So apologies if I got any of the pronunciations wrong on that. All right, well, that's all that I've got for really for the show. Have I missed anything? Let me know in the chat. I've got down that I'll be back in 2 weeks, so that'll make us, April 25th that I'll be back. I'll have to see. I'm hoping that this is just a, this should be just a temporary, because when Execute's working, I'll need to vacate. So maybe next time I can sit on the couch or something. But yeah, it's all going to depend on what's going on. But at this stage, I'll be back on the 25th. Okay. Funny enough, I can hear you better on this one. Yeah. Well, look. I have done the absolute basic, and I don't know why, but I'm getting all the outside sounds coming through. This is supposed to be on noise cancelling, and all I can hear I can hear everything from outside. So because I stripped everything down and I did try to get everything from the other XSplit onto here, but it didn't, for whatever reason, it didn't work and it wouldn't load. So I just had to create a new scene, and I've just kept it really basic because I was like, I can't go through making more scenes for a different computer. And trying to work out the audio, etc. So anyway, I think that will do. I think we'll call it there. I think I've got the main points that I wanted to talk about, which was, let me go back to my show notes. I've got no joke. Sorry, I completely forgot about getting a joke in between everything else. So apologies. I'll have something next time. So we'll go for April 25th, 7 PM Eastern, which is the usual. Don't forget to check out wildchallenges.com, all of that. Thank you to the wonderful team of moderators that we have, not only here but on Discord, etc., all the work that gets done on the website, especially to Zaya. Thank you for the coding, for the putting together, blog posts, etc. And again, he's busy leveling multiple challenge tunes. There's a reason that we love him and that he is absolutely amazing and is also our very first Iron Midnight champion, which is a great. And I've got no sound effects, so have to do the physical clapping for Zaya. So no joke. All right. Okay, well, look, I think we've got everything. I will have to change the bits and pieces on Twitch, because again, I don't have any of that. That's all on the other computer. I'm literally also running off our hard, an extra hard disk with various things, because this laptop doesn't have a huge. Why do laptops
not have a lot of disk space?
It was really concerning. It's very concerning looking at buying PCs or laptops, because they all have like this, nothing. I have 8 gigs worth of hard drives on my main. No, 8 gigs, 8 terabytes. Yeah, and that's not my externals. I just feel like maybe it's me. Maybe I've just got excess of taking too many screenshots. I don't know. Anyway. All right, look, please just remember, stay safe out there. Stay safe both in and out of game. And I will be back on the 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Level well, have fun, be safe, all of those things.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.